More on politics now from our regular commentators, columnists E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of the New York Times. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This was a week when, as we've just heard, President Obama hit the road, when conservatives met in Washington in a triumphal mood and heard Dick Cheney forecast a one-term Obama presidency, when centrist Democratic Senator Evan Bayh said he's heading back home to Indiana, and when you, E.J., wrote, President Obama is losing, Democrats are losing, and liberals are losing. Why are they losing?
Well, I think they're losing for a couple of reasons. Well, let's go to Bayh first. Evan Bayh said when he quit that the Senate wasn't working and there's no room for moderation. Well, he's absolutely right that the Senate isn't working, but he's not right that there's no room for moderation. And when you look at what's happened in the Senate on two big issues, the moderates won. They won on the stimulus. It's probably $200 or $300 billion smaller than Obama thought it should be because they had to get moderate votes. And the Senate health care bill is a moderate bill. There's no single payer. There wasn't even on the table. No public plan. No Medicare buy-in. You know, we're governing from the middle. The problem is the Republicans have successfully just said no, and they made it a very effective strategy. And they're making this argument that with the economy is a mess, Obama and the Democrats are for big government, big government's responsible, and they hang the whole mess on them. Democrats can wimp out and stop governing and cower in fear, or they can start doing things. And I think what Obama said today is right. They just have to press ahead and say, yes, we're going to pass a health bill. Yes, we're going to have to pass a jobs bill. And then the voters can judge.
David, what do you make of BJ's diagnosis?
The Democrats' ailment. I agree. Democrats are losing. That's where we start.
And then we differ.
you know, the Republicans were dead in the water a year ago. They didn't suddenly turn into messaging geniuses overnight. The reason the Democrats are in a bit of trouble, one, we're in an era. There's historically a country where people are very suspicious of government. We're in an era where people are historically suspicious of government. And the president has come out with them with a whole bunch of spending and government activism proposals. He has a mentality. He wants to hit a lot of home runs. I think if he'd tried to hit one or two home runs, maybe he would have succeeded. But when he came at them with all these different things, people recoiled. And we see that in poll after poll, suspicion of government, moving to the right. And so it's not the specifics of any particular bill, I don't think is causing all this. It's all of them in total have caused this recoil and this turn toward the Republicans and even toward the Tea Party on the edges.
Democrats are in trouble because employment is at or near 10%. If unemployment were at 5%, no one would be talking about big government or big government failures. They would be talking about some success on Obama's part. So I think what they need is to pray the economy gets better, do a little something to goose it, and govern in a way where people can see the results of what they do. I was told a Democrat in a caucus said, look, I was around in 94. They called us socialists then. And the one thing Americans hate more than socialists is ineffectual socialists, and they just can't keep looking ineffectual.
No, they actually hate effective socialists, too.
has one ever governed in America, right. In Mayor Milwaukee?
Well, next week there'll be a White House health care summit, and this will either be some genuine attempt to find some possible compromise on this huge issue, or it'll be a case of rope-a-dope politics, which proves that the other side is incapable of compromise. Do you think the country is actually as incapable of agreeing on what should be done with the healthcare system as the two parties in Washington are, David? Or is Washington, in fact, out of sync with a country that does have a center out there somewhere?
Well, I do think generally there's a center. It's tough to find on healthcare. The parties have two different philosophies of how to tackle healthcare costs. The Republicans want a more market-oriented base with consumers and consumer choice policing prices. Democrats want a more centrally controlled set of regulations, mostly from Washington. And so there are two fundamental approaches. Nonetheless, I think if EJ and I sat down, we could put together a bunch of things that we could probably fit together. Maybe the excise tax, maybe take some Republican ideas like malpractice reform, allowing people to shop across state lines, and then throw in some of the Democratic insurance reforms. I bet reasonable people could actually come up with something
if they didn't have to run for office. So the elections rob us of our reason is what you're saying.
Well, I think we have two highly inflamed sections on either edge of the country, but there's a Stanford political scientist named Morris Fiorina who has shown time and time again there is a center in this country.
Look, there just aren't many David Brooks on a good day, that's with hyphens, Republicans left anymore, and that's part of the problem. And I think what this healthcare summit is going to reveal is how little they Republicans really want to do in this area. There are two majorities in the country. One majority wants to fix healthcare. Another majority fears government will mess it up. The Republicans have activated that second majority. Obama's got to activate the first majority.
Okay, let's talk about Republicans for a second. There was the big conservative CPAC conference in Washington this week. Does the enthusiasm on the right breathe life into the Republicans, David, or does it threaten to paint the GOP into an unelectable corner?
Both.
Yeah, both is right.
In the short term, obviously, they're doing fantastically well in Senate race after Senate race. But if they think this is a reason to suddenly turn to Marco Rubio or to the more extreme Tea Party sides, that's just crazy. If you look at the Republicans who have won recently, Governor Christie in New Jersey, McDonnell in Virginia, they're pretty moderate types. And that's still where the country is. And if we go from one ideological overreach to another, that helps no one.
EJ, the last word.
In midterm elections, enthusiasm on the right may be enough to win this for them if the Democrats continue to flounder. But I agree, in the long run, this is not going to help the party. I am struck that Sarah Palin is Mitt Romney's best friend right now, because I don't think she's going to run for president. She's blocking out anyone else who could compete with him. And I think he's very happy to have her around. And he was pretty well received there.
Columnists E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of The New York Times, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.